Hello there and a very good evening and welcome along to Highland Radio's Road to Croker as we broadcast live with the Donegal supporters in the D2 in Harcourt Street in Dublin. We are of course here to look ahead to tomorrow's All-Ireland final as Donegal take on Kerry. Donegal go in search of the Sam Maguire Cup for the first time since 2012. We've got a big crowd here in the D2. They're continuing to filter in the door. We're going to talk about football. We're going to have a bit of crack. And you're joining us tonight as well when we're going to have some goodies to give away. If you are here and you can see us and somebody's posting stuff on social, myself and my sidekick, who I better introduce wherever he's gone, I've taken Brendan Devaney along with me for tonight. So if anybody sees Brendan, you can send him our way. But we're dressed out in lovely Riley's retro Donegal tops. And we've got a few of them to give away. So hands up, who wants a Donegal top? We've also got Highland Radio hoodies as well. Come on up here, Brendan. You can say hello to these wonderful people in Donegal. Brendan, how are you? Have they got his mic on?
I'm fine. Joe, hook me up, brother. Hook me up.
All right. Listen, Joe. Or not Joe, listen, Brendan even. We're set for a big night.
Set for a big night, yeah. The buzz is happening. We're going to lift it off. If there was a roof in this place, we would take it off. Somebody's taken it already, but listen, the buzz has been great the last couple of weeks. We don't see it all the time, but under Jim McGuinness, we do see it all the time. So it's a great time to be a Donegal fan.
Right, listen, we'll talk football in just a second. What about a good old song to kick us off tonight? What do you think? These guys are from Port New in County Donegal. Yeah! These guys are called the Duck Street Jam Band. Yeah! And they're going to sing the Hills of Donegal. Yeah! We're starting to rock the house here in the D2 in Dublin. That's the Duck Street Jam Band. And we get another song for them really, really soon indeed. So then, let's go to the floor. And Brendan Devaney of the DL DeVitt fame on Highland Radio, who's a footballer as well, by the way. He's down talking to the great Brendan Dunleavy.
The great is right, folks. Donegal GA is built on history, and our history started way, way back, but our actually Ulster started back in the 70s. And Brendan, you played your part in a time when Donegal announced itself on the provincial stage and was the bedrock for a lot of future generations.
Well, I have to shout about Sean McCool's here and our own Oisin Gallen, and what a man. But the first Ulster title won by Donegal was 1972, and it was a McCool's man, Frankie McFeely, that captained that outfit. And again, with another McCool's man captained the team in 1983, and that was Michael Lafferty.
Very good, very good. And just the change in nature of the game. Outside of McCool's men now, for the rest of us Donegal people, the way the game's changed now, the fitness levels, how would you have maneuvered now up and down that pitch? You were always a fit man.
Well, the fitness levels and the game was very different when I was playing. When I was playing, somebody said that it was harder to get off the team than it was to get on it. And very possibly that was the truth. But absolutely, as regards the fitness and the toning and the backroom staff, I mean, back in the day, we had backroom staff. We had a trainer, we had a physio, we had a doctor, and that was it. But now, I mean, the backroom staff, we have many, many more.
Yeah. And just the buzz here this evening, all you've seen in Donegal GA, the best teams that you've seen, where does this team rank in All-Ireland Finals tomorrow? Is this the best team we've ever produced, or is it hard to equate them to 2012 and 92?
It is hard. What you say today is, this is the best Donegal team I've ever seen. That can seem like an insult to teams in the past, but it's not really, because what you want to deal with is the press today. And just a couple of comments I would make in relation to Kerry. It's only now that people realise that Donegal is a much prettier county than Kerry. That we have much, much, much more, much better hospitality than Kerry. And I think that maybe tomorrow they'll realise that finally Donegal are actually a better football team than Kerry.
You heard it here first, Oisin. You're in the crowd there. I say score.
I got you up there. Delighted to see Brendan here.
With the two Brendans.
You get your photograph taken there now. Listen, we're having a wonderful evening here. There's a brilliant atmosphere as we build up to this All-Ireland final. And part of the Highland Radio commentary team is, of course, Mr. Brendan Kilcoyne. Now, he is a Sligo native, but he's got Donegal in his heart, and he wears Donegal close on his sleeve as well. And listen, the atmosphere is brilliant here, Brendan. We've got a big job to do tomorrow. But it's like everybody else, we have to soak this up too. We have to enjoy this as well, because it's fantastic.
100%, Oisin. These are huge occasions, massive occasions. You see the buzz around Donegal all week. You see the buzz here tonight, all the Donegal supporters up good and early and enjoying it, having a few beers. And, you know, it really is. It's surreal in a way, so it is, that, you know, after 10 games, Donegal are in an All-Ireland final tomorrow. Could you imagine wishing for that at the start of the year? So to me, I was woke up this morning, it was like Christmas. Santa Claus is coming. We're going to Croke Park tomorrow, and we're going to quieten the kingdom.
Yeah, hopefully so. Listen, the semi-final and the quarter-final against Monaghan, you were getting very, very passionate at the end of the game. And as a Sligo man, we'll call you an import to Donegal, you have this very, very strong connection here. And those results and the manner of those results and the way Donegal have been playing their football, Brendan, means so much to everybody, including yourself.
Listen, you talk about the journey and you talk about the destination. The journey through the 10 games has been fantastic, Oisin. You know, from the first game against Derry McCool Park, we were in Clonus three times. We went to Hyde Park. We were in Breffni. We've been to all these places. And the journey, just the excitement every day. But it all comes down to the boys on the pitch and the football they're playing. And it's been dynamic at times, so it has. They've just been absolutely out of this world. All the questions that have been asked of them, they've answered. And you're just hoping that they go out tomorrow and they do themselves justice. Because if they bring their A game, I don't think Kerry will live with them.
Okay, so then, give us your prediction, Brendan, about tomorrow. How's this game going to pan out? There's so many variables, of course. We're talking about kickouts. We're talking about midfield. We're talking about David Clifford. We're talking about Michael Murphy. We're talking about the Donegal powerful, pacey run and transition game that they play. There's so many variables in there. But when it comes to the crunch, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm thinking Brendan McCall is going to do a proper good job on Clifford. And I can see Donegal. You asked me the same question Monday night, Oisín. Yep. I told you 4 or 5 points. I'm a bit more conservative now, maybe. I'll settle for 2 or 3 point win for Donegal tomorrow.
Okay, and I don't think that's going to change if I ask you tomorrow on air either.
No, definitely not. No, no, no. Donegal win, that's all that matters. If they get over the line by a measly point. Just going back through the highlights through the year. Like Kieran Moore's last minute winner down in the Hyde, Oisín. It was really special. You know, I think from then on, I really believe these guys are going, they're going out to win. They're going out to win every game. And McGuinness has them well primed. I think they'll be flying tomorrow. Yep. They'll come flying out of the traps.
Okay, we'll be talking more later. Round of applause for Brendan Kilcoyne. Good man, Brendan. I'm on the steps, up on the balcony. Let's go back down to the stage to Mr. Brendan.
Yeah, we're up in the VIP here. This man, he probably owns a corporate box. He's look at him, he's at least in the premium. It's the Charles Bronson of Glendies. It's the one and only Tosh. He's here beside us, our draft friends here this evening. But Tosh, you obviously are a big businessman here in Dublin selling cars. Can you sell this game for us or do you need to?
I don't think so. I think Jim has sold that long ago. I think we'll beat Kerry very comfortably tomorrow.
Hey, no one knows Jim as good as yourself. Hey, what about the magic he's brought now to Donegal?
Well, Jim has brought a lot of discipline, a lot of hard work, a will to win and all that. When I was involved with these lads here, the like of Brendan and these boys, it took a lot to get a bit of discipline into them. But they were good, but we didn't try as hard that time as we are at the moment.
Yeah, not as many pints now.
No, definitely not. No, definitely not.
And so it's just the buzz about the county. You're up here in Dublin, you know, just around Kerry's record. Like Jack O'Connor has 4 All-Irelands himself. You know, we're going for 3 now, you know, in terms of All-Irelands. It's experience with him, but yet it's Jim we trust.
Well, it's Jim we trust because he gets enough of belief into all our players. He's an unbelievable man to get people fit. He plays a very hard game, all hard running. And it's very hard for any team to stick to that hard running. Yeah. And then we have the like of Michael Murphy, who can definitely finish for us. And we have then Paddy McBrearty to come on. So we have a lot of very good footballers. Yeah. Much better than Kerry, I would say.
Yeah. Speaking of things running, you have a tab running here tonight. Can I be part of that tab?
You're too expensive, Brendan. I couldn't buy for you.
That's the one and only Tosh here tonight. Oisín is on in the crowd there, mingling, and there you got there, Oisín. Thanks,
yeah,
Tosh.
Yeah, thanks,
Give it up for Tosh. Give it up for Tosh.
What we're going to do, we're going to have to just nip back to the studio to take a quick commercial break. But before I do that, we have to say hello to Uncle Brian Doherty, who is here tonight in the D2. He's just landed in from Florida for the match. So how you doing there, Brian? We might try and get a word with you in a few moments. There's a few Boston guys in as well. But what we'll do is go for a quick break back in Letterkenny. And we'll have more here from the D2 at the Harcourt Hotel in Hargold Street as the road to Kroger continues. Join us for more after these.
Big high ball comes in looking for Murphy. Murphy one-handed. Goes the advance mark. Classic Donegal football. Classic Michael Murphy.
Highland Radio's Road to Croker in association with Highland Motors Letterkenny and the all-new Dacia Duster from just €199 per month. Refreshed looks, sophisticated yet practical and tough. Now also available in hybrid.
Yeah, you're welcome back here to the D2 full of Donegal supporters in Dublin. We'll be going to Brendan Devaney in a minute, but we're going to talk to two men now who have contrasting backgrounds. One is from Inishowen, one is from St. Michael's, and who's flown in from America, is it, Sean? Yeah, we'll talk to him in a minute, but I'm joined by Jazza McLaughlin, of course, a former GAA and sports writer here in Donegal. He still does a bit, so he does, and he's engrossed with what is happening at the moment in Donegal. Are you enjoying the build-up, Jazza?
Absolutely loving it, Oisín. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Great time to be here. Everything about it, the buzz in Dublin, the buzz in Donegal, the buzz in Buncrana, is absolutely amazing.
3 Inishowen men in there playing very, very prominent roles. Conor O'Donnell, Caelan McColgan, and of course your very own Caelan McColgan. And listen, we were down in Inishowen in Carndon on Friday, and we were down a couple of weeks before that as well. And the peninsula of Inishowen is literally buzzing like everywhere else in the county. It's massive down there, and particularly for everybody from down there that's involved.
It's brilliant. Like, we had in 2012, we had Ryan Bradley, which was phenomenal for us, like everybody. Then we had Wee Jigger in 2014, so now Keelan is flying the flag, and it's brilliant. It's really, 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 really good.
What are we going to do tomorrow, Jared?
We're going to win by 3 points, at least 3 points, maybe four.
Would you agree with Jared? We're going to win by 3 points tomorrow. We'll take that, so we will. Good man, Jared, enjoy the match. Jared Chazza McGlaughlin, one up here beside me, Sean. Up you come, up the steps. Look at all these wonderful Donegal people in Dublin, get a good look at you. Listen, you're welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. What part of America are you in?
Just outside Philadelphia.
Okay. Right. Okay. And you're back for the big final. You've a St. Michael's tub on you.
Of course. Looking forward. Kreisla, Michael Langan's going to have a great day tomorrow and win us the championship.
Yeah. What about Michael Langan's goal the last day against Monaghan? It was something else.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Will they do it again?
Oh, of course. No. He's going to have a big day tomorrow, and we're... As I said, championship to Donegal, third one. Yeah. It'll be great to have. So
good stuff. Good. Delighted to see you all the way from America, Philadelphia. Sean Conaghan, give him a round of applause. Good man, Sean. By the way, is there any Kerry people in here? No, no Kerry. I tell you, if you're a Kerry person and you want to try and dampen down this enthusiastic Donegal support, why not give us a shout up? Either myself or Brendan or one of the team up there on the stage, because we've got Sean Quinn, our CEO, with us tonight. Greg Hughes is here for the weekend. He's along with us. And we have Corrine Temple, Anya Sweeney, Joe Dex is on sound, and also my right-hand man, Brendan Devaney, who's going to speak to a couple of more Yanks who have joined us the whole way from Boston. Brendan.
Yes, man. We're from Boston. God damn it. We're here with John McLaughlin. Woo! Cairn Donagh Abu. At the minute, of course, we've got some stars coming out of Cairn Donagh, but I tell you what, the history comes back to the roots that set out there. But some people make a big effort. Most of us had to survive the bloody trek through Tyrone, Monaghan, and the M1. But this man came all the way from Boston. John, great to see you.
We're happy to be here. We're big fans of Michael Murphy. My dad listens to Highland Radio all the time. We're here with my cousins from Balilowski, Cairn Donagh, Inishowen, County Donegal, and we're very, my brother Danny's here with me, very happy to be here.
Yeah, of course, Cairn Donagh at the minute, Conor O'Donnell, what a season. I mean, he is the one thing I think is fearing Kerry getting in this game, because they've maybe thought about everybody else. Conor O'Donnell's form, he is in the form of his life.
We were at the quarterfinal game a couple of weeks ago. Don't tell anybody I snuck back here. But big game for Donegal. Bad first half. Unbelievable second half. But we watched the Meath game from Boston. Everybody back home is listening right now. We're very excited.
Yeah, and just back in Boston, what is the vibe like around game day? Have you got a lot of people over there, second, third, fourth generation? Are you my cousin? I mean, is it a great time to be a Donegal person when the big game's on?
So we're good friends with the Wynn's Hotel here in Dublin. And Neil Loftus hooked us up with the tickets. They're all asking me, do you actually have tickets to go to the game? We have tickets to go to the game. So we're very excited.
Yeah, and you're going to unveil something. This man has come prepared for this evening, because the Boston Donegal connection is massive. And this man's got it. Love Donegal. John, just before you go, my man, give us a score prediction. Donegal by how many?
Donegal by 6. Easy.
Yeah, let's have it. Over to you, Oisin.
He's a confident man. 6 points, so he is. Good to see John here and his colleagues that are over from Boston. By the way, Greg Hughes tomorrow morning is live from the Bonnington Hotel, which is in the north side of the city as we come in. We're having an All-Ireland brunch, and Greg's going to present it. And some people, just like the ticket situation ahead of the All-Ireland final, are going to be happy and disappointed, because due to the massive, huge demand, the Bonnington event tomorrow morning is actually sold out. The hotel couldn't cope with the massive demand that's there for the show tomorrow morning and for serving the food of the breakfast. that they had to make a call, and it's going to be sold out tomorrow. But if you are staying in the hotel and you're getting your breakfast as part of your hotel deal, if you do have your room card, you can show it at the entrance and you will get into the room as well. So that's going to be another great morning, and we'll look forward to that. Greg Hughes, the main man, will be there talking to loads of Donegal supporters, and we're also going to have live music with Darren Boot, our very own David James, and also on the bill tomorrow as well, Rory Gallagher of Jimmy's Winning Matches will be joining us tomorrow morning. However, if you can't wait to them, right here tonight in the D2, Rory will be doing an exclusive live set after the Duck Street Jam Band. Rory performing exclusively here in the D2 this weekend, tonight, Saturday, and indeed tomorrow evening, Sunday as well. So there you go, there's all the advertisements out of the road. Let's speak to a local man back home. So we're going to go from Boston the whole way to Milford. Aidan Cannon from the Milford Club now joins us. And listen, Aidan, me and you had some good nights in here in 2012 and 2014 in this wonderful facility that is the Hard Court, which of course is Donegal owned by the McGill family. This is going to be good this weekend as well. So it is, but there's a brilliant buzz.
There's a great buzz about it altogether, Roisin. I think Jim is the lads in a good state at the minute. I think the hurt that we feel from 14, the big hurt we have since then, I think that'll stand stead tomorrow. I have no doubt. Like, a lot of talk is about the two Cliffords and O'Shea. Yeah. There's no talk about all our panel of the 14, 15, 16, 17 players we have to. And I do believe if we get into the last 15 minutes, which I have no doubt we will, when we get to that stage, we'll burn them out of the water. Yeah. We will. We'll have the firepower. They have never seen anything like the running power we'll give them tomorrow. And hopefully, if we're within a point or two, 15 minutes to go, we'll manage the battle, I have no doubt. Like, Brendan McCall's going to be a big player tomorrow. I'm expecting a massive game from him, please God. And then we have the likes of Keelan McGonigal, I believe, will be the backup man who'll be sitting in front of Clifford. If Clifford's getting the ball, he will have some serious pressure coming on him from our two lads. And with the running power, it's going to be a good show tomorrow. And then obviously we've got the magic Michael up front. All's good. All's good.
Yeah, all's good. Fingers crossed. What's it like in Milford this week?
The buzz is great. You know, it's great with their own lads involved there as well. We've got, like, obviously Donal, Connell, and Luke Barrett involved in the backroom team. And then obviously Kieran Moore living up the road. So it's a great buzz. Great for the club to be with the lads involved, you know. We're thoroughly enjoying it, you know. And obviously, Miriam here, as you know, she's a Milford woman as well. We take her as one of ours. I know she spent a lot of time with you, Oisín, and Highland Rave, but she's still one of us. We're not letting her go.
Miriam that he's talking about is Miriam Fitzsimons, who joined Highland Radio a number of years ago on work experience. And she worked in my sport team until she went to college. Then she came to Dublin, and she's worked her way up through the ranks and is now a senior producer with Nemeton, who are based down in Waterford. So basically, anything you see on TG Cahir on the TV when you're watching Gaelic football, be it league matches or be it club games, everything goes through this next lady, Marian. And I'm taking no credit for it at all. She was brilliant when she was with us in Highland, and I knew once she left us, once she went to the big smoke, somebody was going to snap her up.
Well, I have to say, Oisín, with Marian here as well, and God bless Father Brian Quinn, who made the supporters club set up. Miriam was involved with us as well. I remember many of the meeting we went to in Balbuffet. Miriam was with us in the car, and myself and Miriam, and God rest Father Brian. So this girl is steeped in GA. Yeah. This girl is steeped in it.
Yeah. She knows her football.
She knows.
Miriam, good to see you.
How are you, Ashi?
I'm very, very good. What about you? How are you feeling?
I'm used to asking the questions, not answering them.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to answer a few for me now. I'm not going. Oh, there's a Kerry man. Oh, hi, boys. Don't be going anywhere. You need to come back. We'll talk to you in a minute. There's a few Kerry boys snuck in here, so they're dead. What's Donegal going to do with Kerry tomorrow, Miriam?
If they can contain Clifford, we'll take it all the way, I'd say.
Right.
It's a hard one. Big question. Jim has to come with some sort of a big plan for us now.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he has the plan that gets us over the line. Are you confident?
I think it could go to extra time.
Right. You're as bad as Martin McHugh. That's all he's saying all week, extra time.
Extra time, and Donegal by two in extra time.
Donegal to win by extra time. Anybody agree? We'll take it. We'll take any sort of one, so we will. Listen, you're keeping busy, but tomorrow you're not working a ticket. You get to enjoy the game day.
Off tomorrow. Off for the next 4 days, actually.
Oh, All right, you'll be back home in Donegal Town Monday night.
Has to be done. Has to be done.
Right, we've got Aisling McCormick in here too somewhere. Where's my engineer, Joe Dex? Joe, I'm going to try and go with this radio mic in here, okay? And hopefully it'll work. I'll see what I can do. I'll come in here. Fingers crossed I'm still on air. I can hear myself through the speaker. Aisling, how you doing?
I'm grand. I'm all right.
What in under God did you do to yourself?
I was in Chicago on my J1, fell, broke my leg, came home here for the final.
You came home for the final. Now, you broke your leg in America, but you only figured it out and landed here.
Yeah. Ended up in casualty last night, so.
Is it a bad break?
It's not the best in the world, but we're here. I had to discharge myself to get to the game.
Oh, that's dedication. If Donegal was to win an All-Ireland, is it all worthwhile?
It's all worthwhile, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
And you've all the family here, the whole lot. Daddy's here and everything. He's chauffeur. He's there making sure that you're... What is the trip like on the way up the road?
Oh, lovely. I got the big back seat to myself, foot up, so I was grand.
Very good. Well, listen, the best of luck with the recovery of the foot.
Thanks.
The best of luck with the match tomorrow. And we're going to win.
We're going to win, yeah.
Good to see you, Aisling.
Good to see you.
Poor Aisling and her cast. We'll sign the cast for you later. Is that okay? We'll get a couple of boys out here to sign it. Okay, we're live from the D2. It's Highland Radio's Road to Croker in association with Highland Motors. We've got a packed house here in Dublin. And I think we have to go for a nap break. So we'll take a break. And when we come back, Brendan Devaney is going to be talking to somebody and some more music as well from the Duck Street Jam Band the whole way from Port New. Join us for more after these. And you're welcome back to the D2, which is absolutely thronged with Donegal supporters tonight. Delighted to see you all here. Who wants to win a Donegal Riley's retro jersey? Oh, let me see. We'll go down here. Right. We're going to have a bit of live music. Greg Hughes, you're not getting one. Hello there, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Tell us who you are.
Teresa McGarvey from Creasla.
Teresa McGarvey from Creasla, oh, very good. What's Michael Langan going to do tomorrow?
He's going to score every goal as possible.
Yeah. And listen, there's a whole heap of Creasla men in there. Because you got Anton and you got Colm.
Yes, we have McGuinness.
And Mr. McGuinness as well, who he's floating about St. Michael's and down that direction in Creasla and Dunfanaghy. So there's a big contingent. We hope they can do the job. What's going to happen? What's your prediction?
By 1 point, the greatest of victories are in the smallest of margins.
Oh, good woman yourself. Good woman yourself. Well, I'll tell you what, I need to ask you a question. Right then. I will make it wise, simple.
One, two.
In what year did Donegal win their first All-Ireland Senior Football title?
1992.
Are you sure?
1960. I don't know.
Oh, you're going to stick with the first answer.
1992.
Is she right? 1992. Of course she is. There you go. Well done. Congratulations. Ready? See, I'll go way over here now. Excuse me. And through the crowds. All right. Over the back here. Here we go. There we go now. Hello there. How you doing? Who am I talking to?
Lucy Ward from Mount Charles.
From Mount Charles, south of the county, Mount Charles. Right then. Gavin Mulroney. Gavin's a neighbour.
Oh, I work from Inver.
Right, Inver. Gavin Mulroney. Pater Mogan. Name the third St. Noel's man in the Donegal squad. Now, you'll need your time to think about this.
That's a hard one.
Very, very hard. Do you need a clue?
No, I think I'll get it.
Are you sure now?
Thanks so.
Okay, go ahead.
Brendan McCall.
Is she right, Brendan McCall? That's far too easy. There you go. There's a Riley Sport Donegal retro jersey, which are now available online. Go to the Riley Sports website. All the details are there. Congratulations. Well done. Let's get a song. The Duck Street Jam Band are on stage.
All right, everybody. I want to hear you sing this on with us, please. The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of my homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar faces come into view, and I see my home now.
I'll see you. We'll talk with the old folks, sure they're getting on. Put them to the late nights and sing a few songs. We'll talk with the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them of the days that are gone.
Let me hear you singing, everybody.
This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down to St. Mary's, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones that are gone, and hope they'll remember their wandering song.
I want to hear you all sing it this time. You're on your own. Come on, from the bottom of your heart.
Where I go, it's in my soul.
We have her.
My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my home. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. Yes, my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal.
Up Donegal!
Yeah! Oh, brilliant. The Dutch Street Jam Band with Homes to Donegal. Brendan Devaney, where you go?
Because we're here with one of the most important men in any football match. Everybody boo together. It's a referee. No, listen. Shakes McGonigal, one of the best things. We love him. He's a sham. He's a shade, but he's a top man. Seamus, what about the game tomorrow? How are you feeling?
I'm just delighted to be here again with Donegal in another All-Ireland final. A really special occasion for all Donegal people. As I say, for Donegal Incorporated, there couldn't be a better day except to see our home county in an All-Ireland final.
Brilliant, guys, brilliant. Seamus, tell me, the rule changes. What's it been like for the men in the middle? You know, we talk about the enhancements, but there have been, 49 changes? It takes an intelligent brain like yours to get your head around it all.
I don't know about the intelligence, but for an old man like me, it's quite difficult. But one thing for sure, the enhancements have made it a far better game. And tomorrow, it's going to make the most, because our forwards, our backs, they're going to score from all directions. Two pointers every time.
You heard it here. Seamus, a lot of talk about the two squads. Do you take it down to the fact that we have a better bench? Say McColgan doesn't start for McGonigal. Have we got McColgan? We have Darrell Bwin, we have Birdie, we have McGee, McFadden, Ferry. Is the bench going to be the winner?
We're blessed and we've no injuries. We've a full bench tomorrow to work off. And I'm a man of mine, a neighbour, Niall O'Donnell, let's say, who would bet against him coming on scoring 2 or 3 points? A very strong bench we have indeed.
Yeah, who would bet it? That's it from Seamus. We're going to keep mingling through the crowd here at the minute. We've got some ladies over here from Kerry. 3 Donegal women from Inver. You have married 3 Kerry women. We're going to speak to them shortly, but I'm going to pass you over to Oisin in between times to see how we are. Oisin, yeah, out there.
I'm over here, Brendan, if you can see me.
Yeah, you're looking good. You're looking good, Bill.
Running up these steps here. We're right in the garden in the D2 out the back in the Harcourt garden. It's absolutely jammed with Donegal people, and all we can have in front of us is a sea of green and gold. Brendan's over on the stage with the band. I'm here on the steps, and I'm talking to Mr. John Gilday, who, of course, has been part of Highland team with Brendan on the DL debate. Up you come, John. Good to see you.
Hi, Brent. Or hi, Oshin. How are you?
Good to see you. I'll stand down a wee bit. You stand up there.
Okay.
Listen, we spoke on Monday night, so we did. And we talked about the game and how it was going to go. And we mentioned Sam the dog. Who's watching Sam tonight? Because you have the whole clan here.
He's in Mullingar halfway, just in case things go wrong. I met a couple of ladies yesterday and they said, what's going to happen if you're going to call the dog Sam and Donegal don't one? And I said, well, I don't really want to call him Kerry, so I'm not entertaining that.
Well, listen, talking about Kerry, and I know we're all pro Donegal and we're talking about Donegal and we're predicting Donegal, but we have to talk about the threats that Kerry are posing as well. They've been here, but this is their third final in 4 years, so they've been to big games in recent times, which you would think would stand to them on the big occasion as well. But it's not going to be in any way simple at all for Donegal against this Kerry side.
No, it's not. Like, Kerry are there in merit. They are, you know, pedigree. They're going for the 39th title, so they know how to win finals. And they're there on merit, and the two best teams in the country are in the All-Ireland final right now, and that's the way you want it. And, you know, Kerry, I'm sure Kerry Radio, whoever, having exactly the same conversations tonight. What problems Donegal pose? How do you stop the running game, etc., etc.? And we have exactly the same problems. So, you know, it's a 50-50, genuinely a 50-50 game. I don't think anybody can go into this and think, you know, Donegal or Kerry are firm favourites. And it's whoever performs and delivers on the day. And it even comes down to simple things like how the referee referees the game. Is he going to be soft? Is he going to give away simple frees? Because we really have to get stuck into them. That's our game. So it can come down to a multitude in the final, and like everything, you need a little bit of luck. And if luck goes your way, we'll be in with a very, very good shout.
Jim and the players always greet their supporters on the pitch afterwards, which we've seen through championship games. And Jim speaks a lot about what this means to Donegal people, particularly what it means to families, what it means to kids. How are you experiencing this now in Dublin with your family this weekend?
Oh, this is amazing. So this is my two lads' first All-Ireland final. So just to be up here on an occasion like this, to experience everything on a Saturday night and a Sunday, because for me, Saturday nights are always the best, because everybody in Dublin's a winner on a Saturday night. There's no losers. So it's fantastic. And I suppose that from a supporter's point of view, we get, you know, we have to remember there's a 26 lads sitting in an hotel somewhere probably listening to McGuinness right now about what's going to happen next. And it's important that we get fully behind them tomorrow, particularly when the ebbs and flows, because there will be bad moments, and those guys have given, sacrificed everything for the last 2 years. So it's important that everybody's here and everybody at the match tomorrow gives you huge vocal support, because we only got 13,500 tickets, as you'll be aware. So that 13,500 ticket plus another 2,000 or 3,000 beg, borrowed and steal have to be as noise.
I think there's going to be more than an extra 2,000 or 3,000.
I would suspect so, but whatever the number might be, we have to be twice as noisy as we normally are and give them a huge lift, because it's an amazing occasion. Listen, we don't be here all the time. Everybody here is enjoying it tonight, and it's important that we get behind everybody tomorrow.
What was your memories of All-Ireland Finals, John? You've as you said, it's your family's first time to experience it together. What was yours from previous ones?
Well, I suppose I go way, way back. Like, I remember Kerry in All-Ireland Finals, and they were the glamour side, and I grew up, and my father was a big Kerry supporter back in the day, when Donegal weren't within a million miles of winning an All-Ireland title. So, you know, 2012 was amazing. 1992, I was away, and I came back, and I managed to scramble a ticket at the last minute and ended up in the Hill in 1992. And again, that was just amazing. It just changed the landscape, because it showed to Donegal players and supporters what was possible, and it broke that barrier. And then obviously the 2012 team had brought it to another level, and now we're open for this next generation, because there's a whole generation of Donegal fans that have never experienced this before, and it's a very unique Irish experience, and everybody has to embrace it the best. But it's fantastic.
I'm just looking down here. It's like, it's just mad.
I said to somebody coming in the door, one of the McGills actually, it's kind of a souped up version of the Harvest Fair in Glenties. You come in, you could meet men that you haven't seen since the last All-Ireland final, and you didn't know if they were alive or dead, and that's the kind of event. But everybody's in great form. It's a lovely family atmosphere. It's a great location, and, you know, let's hopefully now the boys can give us a result tomorrow.
Did you ever see Brendan Devaney at the Harvest Fair?
Brendan Devaney is very welcome at the Harvest Fair. He sponsored a car parking spot in Glenties for the club there last week. But a special mention there to Paddy McGlynn there. He said he was talking to Brendan Devaney and he was very disappointed with Brendan because Brendan didn't promote his latest Honda Civic that he was selling. So, Brendan, you're in the bad books with Tosh.
Thanks, John Boy.
Go ahead, Brendan.
Yes, sir. Listen, folks, there's very few people can pass sentence on you. And he is called a judge. And we have a judge with us right now, a Donegal man. He was in Cavan for a long time, but he's back. And he always was. His heart's in the Ville. We have Sean McBride here, big Donegal fan. Sean, the Bulls going into this match. You're all over it.
I am, Brendan. It's a great honour for every man, woman and child in Donegal to be competing in an All-Ireland final. And in my 75 years, I've never seen a team as fit of athletes and skillful footballers as the present Donegal team. And it's not just 1-15, it's 1-26. The subs you bring on are even better than the men they replace. And I feel, please God, tomorrow with the runs of Kieran Moore and other boys like Shane O'Donnell, what a workhorse at centre half forward. Those boys will overrun Kerry, I think, in the last 15 minutes. Yep. I think we've too much artillery from different angles. We also have a great spread of scorers. We have an average of 12 different scorers every game. It is a different game than I played in St. Columb's as a boarder for St. Columb's. The Gaelic games now, the new rules are fantastic. It's opening up the game for the skills that we love. High fielding, driving forward, getting the ball into the danger end. And in Michael Murphy, we have no harm to our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the Messiah. And
the Messiah! The Messiah! Tell me, Sean, you're talking about Donegal spread of scoring. Is that versus Kerry's, Clifford's and Sean O'Shea's?
Yes.
Have we the spread? Is that the difference?
It is, because Kerry rely very heavily in David Clifford. And I think David Clifford will be well handcuffed, for want of a better word, tomorrow. Brendan McCall will give him plenty to think about, and we'll have a sweeper in front of him to cut the ball off going into him. And I think too, if Keelan McGonigal's on, or Owen Bann, or whoever they put on Shawnee O'Shea, you want to be physical with him. You want to be like the great late Dan McCartan of Down and take no fucking nonsense from him.
No cursing, sorry. Listen, folks, if he had his wig now and his hammer, the hammer will come down and carry tomorrow, Sean. Show me the hammer.
There you are, Brendan.
Lights out.
You're a legend yourself, Brendan, too, in your day.
Thanks very much, Sean. Back to Oshie.
There you go. Thanks, Brendan. Hey, we've got more giveaways. Who wants to win a Riley Sport right on top? I think we'll go this young lad. Boy. What's your name?
Dallin.
Dallin, right. I need to ask you a question, Dallin. Dallin. Let me see what we ask him. Who sings Jimmy's winning matches?
Rory.
Who's Rory?
Rory Geller.
Are you sure it's Rory Geller?
Aye.
Will we give him a Riley's Sports Retro Donegal jersey? Of course we'll. Good man, Dallin. There you go. Well done. Well, lady. Here we go over here, love. One out beside me. Tell us your name.
Geraldine Coyle.
And where are you from, Geraldine?
Ballybuffet.
You've come out. You're a long way from home.
Yes, I am. Yeah, we're here hoping Oisín Gallan has a great day tomorrow.
I think it's set for Oisín Gallan on the big stage.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Listen, would you like to win a lovely pink Highland Radio branded pulley?
Yes.
Oh, we have to ask you a question. Right, who sings the Hills of Donegal?
The Goats Don't Shave.
The Goats, is she right? The Goats Don't Shave?
Yes,
there you go. Well done. Congratulations. And we've got a T-shirt from the Duck Street Jam Band on as well. I'll go this way. We'll back to you later, all right? Let me see. Where am I going? I'll go over here to see. Oh, here's a lady wearing a Donegal top. How you doing?
What's the crack?
No crack at all. Where are you from?
Muff.
You're from Muff. And any Sean? What's Caelan McColgan going to do tomorrow?
Rip them up.
Oh, it's Ma.
Mommy.
Oh, Caelan's mommy here. How you doing? She's very shy and she's nervous. So she is. How are you doing? Are you okay?
No.
You're not okay. Right, we'll leave it at that. She's very shy. It's a big weekend for the McColgan family. And I tell you what, we wish you all the best, okay? To everybody involved in the family, because it's a big occasion for you. And the best of luck to Caelan. Right, I have to give you a T-shirt, here. Well, you have to... Right, let us see. Right, there's three prominent Any Shown men. And this Donegal team that started, that were involved, sorry, in the Meath game and may start tomorrow. Mr. McColgan is one. Killen McGonigal is the other. Now, hang on a minute, you're getting ahead of yourself.
Conor O'Donnell.
Who's the third from Cairn Donna?
Conor O'Donnell.
Conor O'Donnell, well done. There's a Duck Street Jam Band t-shirt for you. And I'm going to go the whole way back over to the stage where Brendan Benny is there. Brendan.
Yes, Oisin, welcome back. We're up on stage here. We have three beautiful Donegal women who have ended up with three Kerry men somehow. Now, Coppers is getting the blame for this. And Kerry been in a lot of All-Ireland finals, but somehow three of her lovely ladies from Inver have been taken away into the kingdom. But they are here flying the flag now. Tell us the story. How did this all happen?
Our mother was from Kerry, so I suppose we spent our summer holidays down there. And then when we lived in Dublin, we spent a bit of time around Flannery's and Coppers. And because Kerry have a reputation of winning quite a few All-Irelands, they frequented Dublin quite a lot. We bumped into them. We had a bit in common with them, and I suppose the rest is history.
The rest is history. I love the way Flannery's and Coppers now, we all love that, but you fell in love as well. It was romance everywhere with these Kerry men.
Yes.
Don't be shy now. The world is listening.
I actually met my husband at the Munster final down in Kerry and Killarney. Cork are playing Kerry, so that's where I met my husband. And Rosie, you were Castle Island, I think, were you, when you met your husband? So,
romance. What about the flags? You're flying the Donegal flag in Kerry then? Is there Donegal flags up in your house?
Oh yeah, well the house kind of split, so my daughter's a complete Donegal supporter and my son is a complete Kerry supporter, so at least I have one person.
So you had a baby for each?
Yeah.
That's very diplomatic, but tell me, in terms of Kerry, you're saying they're a bit smug. Kerry are smoking in the final?
Oh, completely smug. They think it's just a matter of coming up tomorrow and bringing Sam back home, as they put it. And especially now that they have the goat, that there's no question. Yeah. Sam's coming home.
Oh, and listen, for yourself, what are you thinking then? You are going to be so smug in Kerry next week when Donegal take the Sam. You'll be stepping about in your Donegal top.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Hopefully I'll have my Donegal jersey on all next week. So I'll go home for the homecoming for a day or two, hopefully. So.
And for you, little lady, are you supporting Donegal or Kerry?
Donegal.
Oh, there you have it. Four Donegal women with a wee bit of Kerry blood as well. Thanks so much for joining us on stage here. Oisin, how are you keeping there?
Yeah, not too bad, Brendan. We're going to go back to the studio and take a very quick commercial break. We'll have more on our road to Croker live from the D2 here at the Harcourt Hotel on Harcourt Street after these. Welcome back to the D2 on Harcourt Street as Donegal gear up for tomorrow's All-Ireland final. I'll tell you what, we'll get a song. Mr. David Craig's got Welcome Back Sam Maguire. And David, of course, has been flat out singing that through the last couple of weeks. So we'll tell you what, we'll give it a spin to get you all in the mood. Away you go, Joe.
Langan's going to send that one under Murphy. Murphy out ahead of the fullback. Here comes Langan. Oh, it's opened up for Michael Langan. Langan drills. Yeah!
And Jim, I can't believe it. You're back to it again. And you brought back Michael Murphy. Your limits have no end. It broke our hearts to let you go, but we had to understand. And now you're back in Donegal, it's time to bring back Sam. And come on, Sam Maguire, come back to Donegal. We'll take you to the top of the hill and you'll sit proud and tall. A memory of 2012 comes back to one and all. So come on, Sam Maguire, come on back to Donegal. It was 15 years ago since you first made up the plan. Then 2 years in, you had a win. You brought back home with Sam. And now that you're back home again, the hills, they are alive. We're heading back to Croker with that hunger in our eyes. I'll not forget that Saturday out from the Hogan stand. I thought our race was over as we took on Monaghan. The second half it started, and I still see it yet. When Michael Langan got the ball and he hit the back of the net. Ah, come on, Sam Maguire, come back to Donegal. We'll take you to the top of the hill and you'll sit proud and tall. A memory of 2012 comes back to one and all. So come on, Sam Maguire, come on back to Donegal. team of men. You know just what to do with Murphy, Gallen, Morgan, Patton, Thompson and McHugh. McPherty, Langan, Gallagher, Gorty and Off Wheel. So many greats from Donegal go tearing up the field. From Ballybuffy to Colonus, we travelled every road. So many games, so little time, they stretched the green and gold. But the men from Donegal are tough, they won't lie down. We'll cheer for Jim and all the boys when Sam comes back to town. So come on, Sam McGuire, come back to Donegal. We'll take you to the top of the hill and you'll sit proud and tall. A memory of 2012 comes back to one and all. So come on, Sam McGuire, come on back to Donegal. Come on, Sam McGuire, to the hills of Donegal. We'll take you to the top of the hill and you'll sit proud and tall. A memory of 2012 comes back to one and all. So come on, Sam McGuire, come on back to Donegal.
David Craig, come back Sam McGuire. We're all hoping that Sam McGuire is going to come back tomorrow and back into the hills, of course, on Monday night. Just looking down to my left, the D2 bar is jammed with Donegal people, and we're out here in the garden and we're on the stage looking at just a sea of people, and we've got a good vantage point because we're up beside the band, who are the Duck Street Jam Band, and they're going to be entertaining the Donegal people tonight and tomorrow night. They're the whole way up from Port New, and I think it's fair to say Kenny Houston, who is on keyboards, you boys are going to have a good weekend here by the looks of it.
I think we're in for a good high energy one now this weekend.
Yeah. Now, I was told a wee secret. Apparently you played a bit of ball, so you did.
I'm retired a few years, but back in the day, myself and Devaney maybe might have hung around.
Yeah. Right, so he's the forward and you're the fullback. How did you manage that?
Listen, maybe I got one on him, but I was generally looking at the back of his number, to be honest. You know, back of his jersey.
He's still like a boar today. He's hard as a rock. Uh-huh. That's the kind of boys I had to deal with. I'm hopping off me. I tell you what, he was a top footballer, that guy.
Yeah. And he's not a bad singer and a musician either, so he's not. But were you the quality, pacey fullback? Or were you the one who clipped the heels?
No, a bit more to clip the heel, man. I was, every team needs a bit of a hatchet, man. I think that was my job now, to be honest. You can't be all stylish.
Look at that lovely smile. How can he be a hatchet man?
Listen, exactly. I'm a sweet as pie. I don't know what Devaney's talking about. Sweet as pie.
Listen, what's going to happen tomorrow? Donegal's in an All-Ireland final. And we are here and we're celebrating tonight as Donegal people all together looking forward to this occasion. I don't know if they're doing it in Kerry or not, but they're used to this. We're not. This is our fourth time to do this, to come together, to talk about football, have a bit of crack, enjoy things as Donegal people together. But we do have a big occasion tomorrow. So we do.
There is a big occasion, and to be honest, I honestly can't put in words. Like, the sport is a different level than I'm used to, and I'm not retired that long. It is a total different level. They're just, but Donegal, you know, that team, they are just a complete unit. Just, I think, and you know, that is their advantage. They will play to that strength, I think. And, you know, I'm giving them, I would say, 3-4 points. I think it's going to be that close. It's going to be down to, like, a key moment.
I'm just thinking, you were a fullback. How would you manage these new rules?
No, I don't think, I'm happy I'm retired now, to be honest. I'm happy I'm retired. I'm not going to dust off the boots.
Well, you've done a hatchet job in Clifford.
I would say I would be too slow even to catch up with him. Devaney was slow enough in his day, to be honest.
Yeah, I see the way you strategically said that when Devaney wasn't listening.
No, he had his back turned there.
But listen, enjoy the gigs. You're here all weekend.
We're here all weekend. We're here tonight. We'll be playing after the show here. We'll be entertaining right up to 12 o'clock. And we're here from about 9 to midnight, 9 to 1 tomorrow.
All right, very good. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Oisin.
That's Kenny Houston of the Duck Street Jam Band. We're here tonight. Sean's going to give them out. It's okay. Brendan, you have a St. Eunan's man to talk to you.
Yeah.
From the
wee town of Letterkenny. Oh, my name is Pat McCready. All right. Oh, we've got some people joining in. Hey, all Eunan's fans here. Any Eunan's fans? No. Come on. Listen, Paddy Kennedy played for Eunan's, great footballer. He emigrated to America, flying it out there. He's made the trip back home. He's up with his wee baby brother here this evening. Look at him. Paddy, great to be back.
Unreal, Brent. Just flew in at 11 o'clock this morning. Still going, but just unreal to be here. I couldn't miss it, to be honest. I haven't been home in 3.5 years, but I couldn't miss this. And especially listening to yourself and Brendan and everyone over the years, couldn't miss being here tonight, to be honest with you. Just yeah. So we flew in this morning, and we'll be going until Monday morning, I'd say, at least. No sleep. Let's get to Sam Maguire.
Let's get to Sam. He's going to Coffee. Listen, Paddy, you're obviously run bars out in America. How big is the GAAs out there? You know, with the time difference and that. How does it all work? Does everybody, all the Irish community, just rally around? The bar has to open early. The food's on. It's a big day.
Definitely a big day, and we, honestly, a lot of us listen to Highland Radio and listen to yourselves, it's the best way to stay connected with back home to see what's going on and listen to the audio over it. It's unreal. There's some bars in New York that are just second, like they're unreal. They show the GAA, and it brings the whole community together like you're doing here. But as we decided, we wanted to be amongst Donegal people here tonight, so we wanted to come here. There's people all over Dublin tonight partying, but we wanted to come and be amongst Donegal. And where else would you want to be from but Donegal? So it's unreal. And we're very, very happy to be here. And the GAA in New York helped me a lot. They got me a ticket for the final, and that's why I'm here. So just delighted, Bryn.
Yeah. Peggy, you were bringing football yourself. How do you see it going tomorrow? Listen, so much talk and intrigue in this game. Where, what's your heart and head telling you around the challenge that Donegal have, the experience of Kerry, but we have Jim McGuinness. You know, we have what, you know, we mentioned, Tommy Bright was mentioned, Michael Murphy there. We have the Messiah, Jim McGuinness. Surely the belief that he's putting this Donegal team means there's only going to be one winner.
I think so, Brendan. If you put your head on something, Brendan, Kerry are like the Brazil of Gaelic football, but if we get on top of them, we have the determination, man. I'm telling you, we can take home Sam Maguire. There's no doubt about it. We have the players, we have the fitness, we have the fans, man. We're all proud to be from Donegal. We want Sam Maguire more than anybody else.
Yes, bring it, Paddy.
That's it.
Paddy, just before you go, you've a Guinness in your hand. Does it taste as good in New York?
No, it doesn't. I can't curse on radio, but no, it doesn't taste as good. It's the Guinness here is unreal. Even a Guinness sitting 30 minutes here is better than a Guinness in New York. So.
Hey, my man, Paddy, first class. Great to chat to you, buddy. Oisin, you're out in England there. We'll take it over.
Yeah, we're going to give a couple of giveaways. Sean Quinter, CEO. How you doing, Sean? Good to see you.
Hello, Oisin. How are you?
You're part of the team this weekend.
Well, thanks very much. It's great to be here.
You got a promotion.
Well, do you know what? What about poor old Anya beside us here? She's up and down chairs, trying her best. In fairness now, it's all about team. What a team we have. It's been unbelievable. And it's great to see such a crowd in here this evening. Yeah. Cannot believe it.
Yeah, we're having a fantastic evening. Evelyn Freel, hello there, Evelyn. How you doing? She doesn't want to talk. Evelyn Freel has come the whole way from Gidor, isn't it, Evelyn? Yeah. And she's got her mommy with her. And they are the competition winners from earlier this week, where they won two tickets to the All-Ireland Final in association with AirGrid. And we got her a night stay right here in the hard court as well. So delighted to see you, Evelyn. Give us a wave. Evelyn and Mammy. Her Mammy's wearing the 2014 Donegal top. And we had a big discussion about tops on the way down in the car today. And I think the 2014 Donegal top was the coolest of the whole lot. Yeah, say that, Sean.
I totally agree. I have one. It's unreal. It looks like Brazil.
Yeah, I think that's the coolest top of the lot. And the black one's nice as well. Right, Sean's got a couple of Highland goodies. This might be dangerous. I'm going to give him the microphone. There you go.
You'll be safe. I won't sing Oisin, I promise. But on my right-hand side, let's see that. Who wants to win a hoodie from Highland Radio? Who wants one? Who would like to win a hoodie from Highland Radio? I can't hear you. You've already won. You're not getting another one. You're definitely not getting... Okay, we've got somebody... What's your name?
Sarah.
Where are you from, Sarah?
Letterkenny.
Oh, well, you're very welcome, but you can't win it. Where are you from?
Well, I'm living in Letterkenny as well. We're from Lifford.
Well, that'll do for me. You've won a lovely Highland Radio hoodie from the border. Anybody else here? Who likes the colour pink? Oh. Pink to make the boys wink. What's your name?
Emma.
Emma, where are you from, Emma?
Karen Donna.
Oh, Karen Donna has just won a Highland Radio polo shirt. I hope you've got tickets for tomorrow, have you?
I do, yes.
Excellent. Hand it back to Oisín. I didn't muck it up, Osh. Fair play.
I was on tenderhooks. We got him. I'm not going to brand him any to see what he's doing at the moment, but I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go for a... We're just checking to see.
That's Matt Home from Chicago.
Well, hang on. There's a man here from home from Chicago for the first time.
22 years.
And 22 years. Are you in any showing, man, are you?
Aye. Bunkrana.
Bunkrana.
Parish.
Bunkrana Parish. A big weekend ahead for the any showing, boys.
Ah, yes, by Donegal. I'll bring her up the road. No bother.
Very good.
Listen, how was the trip over?
Ah, good trip. No bother, yeah.
Very good. Are we going to win?
Parish. We're up the road.
Okay. Very good.
Can I sing a song,
can I? No, we're going to get Brendan anyway. Sing one in a minute. Just checking with Joe. Yeah, I'll tell you what we'll do. We are going to... We're going for an ad break. That's where we're going for. Going for an ad break.